AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump and Joe Biden campaign in Minnesota today. Because of the start of early voting, a new AP NORC poll shows a majority of people plan to vote before Election Day. Here's the AP's Mike Hempen.
54% of voters say they'll vote before polls open on November 3rd. That's up from 42% in 2016. But the results show conducting elections in the U.S. has become a partisan issue. 57% of President Trump's supporters say they'll vote in person, but 53% of Joe Biden's backers plan to vote by mail. 28% of Americans say they would favor their states holding elections exclusively by mail. That's down from 40% who supported that idea in April. I'm Mike Hempen.
The government is banning Chinese-owned TikTok and WeChat from U.S. app stores starting Sunday and will saddle the apps with technical restrictions that could seriously limit their functionality in the United States. President Trump tells reporters at the White House the coronavirus vaccine will be ready as soon as researchers give the word on which ones are safe and effective.
Hundreds of millions of doses will be available every month, and we expect to have enough vaccines for every American by April.
Trump adds that the administration has earmarked billions of dollars to rebuild Puerto Rico's electrical grid 3 years after the already damaged system was nearly destroyed by Hurricane Maria.
But on top of the salt, you had these massive storms or hurricanes come in, and Maria in particular was a disaster. But for many years, they've been trying to get this done, and they have been had the political willpower in Washington to get it done, so we're going to get it done for them.
A down day to close the week on Wall Street. Heading into the final bell, the Dow is off 170. The NASDAQ has dropped 137, 1.2%. This is AP News. A second Hurricane Sally death has been reported in Alabama. The latest, a person working on the cleanup. Here's Army Corps of Engineers Colonel Lionel Jason Kelly.
A lot of down trees. Down power lines, many without power.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey.
There's got to be a lot of rebuilding done down here. As we flew over the Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, and Fort Morgan area, I think that I only saw two piers that were still standing. The rest of them were just sticks in the water.
Milwaukee Bucks forward Giannis Antetokounmpo is the NBA's most valuable player for the second consecutive season. The 25-year-old earlier named Defensive Player of the Year. That makes him just the third player in league history to win both awards in the same season, joining Hall of Famers Michael Jordan and Hakeem Olajuwon. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.